You are listening to a summary of The Science of Change, an article by Lars Fest, Martin Reeves, and Kevin Whitaker.
How are decisions made in your company? Chances are that there's a deeply ingrained system involving circuitous hierarchical detours and ultimately a human decision maker who proceeds with limited information. Changes are planned through educated guesses and implemented with a hope and a prayer. Congratulations, you're like most traditional businesses. But the future will demand more from your company, and data, AI, and a willingness to embrace uncertainty will help you deliver. This Boston Consulting Group Henderson Institute report offers solid advice for navigating the choppy waters of change.
Advanced data analytics make it easier than ever to enact evidence-based strategies. A study of hundreds of large companies revealed five components critical to successful change management. The first was that companies must ground change programs in evidence. There was a time when businesses implemented change using a leader's intuition, customer surveys, and other subjective data. Advances in data collection and analytics mean those days are over. Or should be. Evidence-based transformation involves creating a well-defined purpose that employees can get behind, taking a deep look at historical data and then applying analyses that generate insights specific to a company's unique situation. Evidence-based transformation often means you can anticipate change and act rather than reacting after the fact, thus turning challenges into opportunities for competitive advantage. Change isn't a smooth sprint from point A to point B, rather, it's a meandering exploration of a landscape of possibility. To best navigate the landscape of change, try to average change strategies according to the nature of the challenge at hand. A planned itinerary is the traditional approach to change strategy, involving fixed milestones, progress reports, and a predetermined finish line. But change is actually more of a landscape of possibility than a predictable path to better performance. And there are four more types of change strategy your company might consider. A river crossing is a change strategy applicable when the end goal is obvious but the way to get there is obscure. This requires an experimental approach with test programs and analyzes to see which course best fits the situation. A hill climbing strategy is the opposite. You know which direction is best, but it's unclear where you'll end up. Start with steps in the right direction. For example, introduce a new product that points you in your new direction and build from there. Scouting and wandering is appropriate when a company knows change is necessary but neither the direction nor the destination is clear. In this scenario, eliciting new ideas from employees can be an effective strategy. Finally, when a business is in trouble and must change to survive, an escape-the-swamp strategy might be superior. Best Buy did this in 2012 when they successfully applied bold, pragmatic moves without exhaustive evaluation. Businesses used to operate as if they were machines, now it pays to recognize that they're more like complex biological organisms. In a machine, each cog should behave more or less predictably, and businesses that run as machines believe that everything that needs to be known can be known, everything that needs to happen can be planned, and all necessary change can be enacted through direct intervention. Traditional businesses often ran as machines, but modern businesses must embrace a more realistic view. Doing business in a digital world allows more contact among economies, companies, teams, and people, meaning that each component can create unpredictable reverberations throughout the rest of the system. Companies in the digital age are more like biological organisms with nested complex adaptive systems than machines, and leaders must embrace both complexity and uncertainty in change management. Biological management involves eschewing standard plans and static efficiency for a more adaptable approach that empowers a diverse array of voices to come up with ideas and solutions. Toubou, Alibaba's e-commerce platform for smaller businesses, provides a fantastic example. Small vendors, inexperienced with selling online, had a need for training. Rather than address the problem directly, Toubou looked to external resources to solve the problem and eventually set up Toubou University, a learning platform where experienced sellers could create training programs for the less experienced. The crowdsourced wisdom allowed Toubou's services to improve, transforming it into the largest e-commerce site in the world. Rather than trying to control individual actions, biological management addresses change more indirectly, Focusing interventions toward underlying mindsets, assumptions in the cultural context. Put the right people in the right positions using neuroscience and AI. Looking for the perfect person to help implement your company's transformation. The old approach involved making subjective judgments regarding an employee's track record, or instinctive determinations about a new hire based on limited information. Now your company can use technology to identify the right talent to execute change. A startup called Pometrics, for example, tests existing or prospective employees using digital games, and then applies neuroscience and AI to assess their cognitive and emotional talents. These objective measurements can help management to put the right people in the right positions. Many companies are undergoing digital transformation in order to implement AI, but they would benefit from using AI to improve their change programs. To win in the 2020s, your company must tap into emerging science to enhance change programs. If you rely on traditional indicators to tell you a change is needed, you're already behind. Instant feedback about a program's performance can be crowdsourced by gamifying reporting systems on a digital platform. This way, leaders can adapt to a dynamic environment as it changes. AI can also pick out red flags. For instance, Keen Corp, an analytics startup, analyzed semantic patterns in Enron's internal emails. Hindsight is 20/20, but the analysis picked up on tension that human observers would likely miss. Keep up on new technologies and measurement approaches. AI algorithms, biometrics, and control theory will change the way businesses operate in the next decade.